Okay, today is Daf Mem Hey. We're on the Mishnah, second Mishnah, on Mem Dalan and Beis, all the way at the bottom. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Shar Shehu Yotel Yisokel. A shar is being led out to skila, meaning it's already been judged, and it's been decided that it has to get skila, and it's being led out to get skila. This is Lav Dafka. It doesn't have to be at a point where it's being led out to get skila anytime after the Gemar Din. Being led out to get skila, v'ikdesho bailov, and the owner is makdesh to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Makdesh to the Beis HaMikdash. Eino mukdash. It doesn't become hektesh. Why not? Because it's considered already a dead animal. Once the Gemar Din has been passed, what more can you do? See, nothing you can do, and therefore you can't be makdesh it. Shchato, if you shecht it, besaro aser, you can't eat it. V'im adjelo nigmardino, but if before the Gemar Din happened, in other words, the action happened, the shor killed somebody, but it hasn't been taken to bezin yet, so there's no Gemar Din yet, then hekdesho bailov, then he shechts it, he's makdesh it, muktosh, that's good. V'im shachtu besaro, and if he shechts it, mutter, the basar is mutter. Okay? One halacha, now we move on to, we're going to get to that. Next halacha is entirely different. Masro l'shomer chinam, if you give it over to a shomer chinam, or l'shoel, or to a shoel, ulanos tzachar, to a renter, to a shomer tzachar, ulasocher, or to a renter, nichnesu tachas ha-ba'alim, they take the place of the baal, Muad Mashal Nezek Shalim, Tam Mashal Chatzi Nezek. Muad pays full value, Tam pays half value. So the Tosafot asks, why is the order like this? This is the order. This is not a normal order. Shomer Chinam, Shoel, Shomer Sachar, Socher. What kind of order is that? So he says, it's not the order of the Torah. We would never say Shomer Chinam, Shoel. Like, what kind of order is that? So Tosafot gives two explanations. First of all, he says that Shomer Chinam and Shoel, I just finished the Mishnah. Shomer Chinam and Shoel are the same in the sense that Shomer Chinam is potter on everything and Shoel is chayev on everything. Right? So they're the two extremes, they're mentioned first. He gives another pshat, he says, because Shomer Chinam and a Shoel are both for free. Shomer Chinam watches for free and a Shoel bars it for free. So in that respect, they're similar and that's why they're first. And then we have a Shomer Sachar and a Socher. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. You have it? On the bottom of Mem Dalan Amid Beis. Bottom line. Mem Dalan Amid Beis. You know, Daf Yomi, by the way, you learn one daf every single day. So, Mem Dalan Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Shor Shehemis, if a shor killed somebody, so Ad Shalom Nigmardino, as long as the Gemardin didn't happen yet, Machro, you could sell it. Machor, it's a good sale. Look at the top Rashi. Machor, it's a good sale. Huluradya, for plowing. What all the Mefarshim explained in Rashi is, if the animal killed somebody, and now there's going to be a Gemar Din. The animal killed somebody. Before the Gemar Din happens, you go ahead and sell the animal. Does that undo the judgment against this animal? Now the animal, I don't own it anymore. I sold it to Chaim. No, nothing's going to change. The animal's going to be taken to Beis Din. There's going to be a trial. It killed somebody. Happens to be that if you sell it to Chaim, so how long does it take for Beis Din to get it back together? 3 weeks, a month, 2 weeks, or whatever it is. During that time, Chaim owns the animal, Laraja, he can plow with it. Does it cancel what's going to happen to this animal? Not at all. Not at all. Now, there's a whole shiloh. What if Chaim didn't know? What if Chayev didn't? I paid you so much money for 3 weeks. So, could it be a Mekachtos? What if he does know? What if he didn't know? That's already ready to be trying to have a whole discussion. But that's what it means. It doesn't undo, according to Rashi anyway, it doesn't undo what's happening to the animal. In the interim, you could sell it. That's all. The Beis Din is going to come to Chayev, knock on his door and say, by the way, you know that shor that you just bought? We're taking that shor now for a judgment. Why? It killed somebody. So that's what he means. He says two little words, huluradya, he means a lot. He means, doesn't undo anything. Happens to me, you can tell it in the meantime. Shchato, if you shechted it, besaro mutter, it's going to be mutter. The meat's mutter. Hichziru shomer lebeis ba'olav. If the shomer, what happened? you're a shomer chinam, right? And it died, it killed somebody under your watch. So before the Gemara Din, what do? You quickly return it back to the owner. Muksa, that's returned back. In other words, shomer chinam is not going to be responsible. Why? Because you returned it back. Before the Gemara Din happened, you returned it. Let's say you borrowed it. Borrowing makes more sense. You borrowed it. You borrowed the animal. While you borrowed it, you said, I'm borrowing it for 2 weeks. While you borrowed it, it killed somebody. Now, you're going to have to, the Mishnah said, you're responsible for that. So what do? You quickly want to return it to the owner. It's called mukhzar, it's returned. Whose headache is it now? The owner's. Why? Because you returned it before the Gemara Din. Contrast, Mishnigmar Dino, once the Gemara Din happens, machro, if you sell it, then a machro, no good. Vigdesho, if you makdash it, eno makutsh, no good. Shachto besaro, if you shacht it, aser, also aser. Hechzim ushoro labeis, by love. If you try to return it now, right, this, you borrowed an animal, it killed somebody, it was taken to Bethdin, it was found to be guilty, it's taken out, oh, by the way, owner, I'm returning the shar. Eno mukhsar, of course it doesn't work. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov Omar, af mishenik madino hechziru l'shomer labeis love mukhsar, it does work. This is a little complicated. We're going to try to do it as simple as possible. Lema baha kamiflagi. What are they arguing in? How could Rabbi Yaakov hold that you're allowed to return the animal after the Gemara Din and it's considered returned? How could you say that? And that what's the consequence? The consequence is that the shomer's not chayav to pay the owner back. The owner's going to say, what happened? I left you my animal for a week and it killed somebody? Now it's being taken out to be killed? Good. So pay me back for my animal. Says Rabbi Yaakov, no, here it is, owner. I'm giving it back to you. And you know what? I'm off the hook. The Rabbanan say, of course you can't say that. Before the Gemara Din, you could. After the Gemara Din, of course you can't do that. And Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you can do it. So what's going on? What are the arguments? What's the sfaris? No, it doesn't make a difference. So lema b'hakam ifugi. Here's what's going on. The Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan hold, ain omrim b'isuri hana hareisha l'chal fanecha. You're not allowed to say by telling the asr b'hana, here it is. It's not worth anything. Once it's been a Gemar Din, the animal is considered worthless. How could you return it? That side we understand. Verb Yaakov Safar, no, Omrim be Suri Hana, we could say by Suri Hana, here it is, it's worthless, doesn't make a difference. By the way, we have a case like that. Omar Rabba, says Rabba, no way, that's impossible to say that, that's the difference. Why? The Kuli Alma, everybody holds, everybody holds you could do it. Everybody holds you could do it. You know why? Because you could do it by chametz. Let's say somebody steals chametz from you on Erev Pesach in the morning. He steals $1 million worth of chametz. Once Pesach comes, chametz asur b'hana, right? Now, the guy says, oh, I'm the tshuva. So he waits till Chol HaMoed. He returns all the chametz. Or after Pesach, he returns it all. It's not worth anything. Everybody agrees that the guy is allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that. It's not worth anything. Yeah, but I stole this cookie. Here's the cookie back. I stole $1 million worth of cookies. Here's $1 million worth of cookies back. Here it is. It's worthless. Well, everyone holds allowed to do that. Why can you do that? We'll get to it in the tzaddiks. Like, what's the reasoning behind that? Like, the last three prakim of Bava Kama are all about Gnei Ben Gzela. So we'll get to it. But everyone holds allowed to do that. So what's the difference between a cookie and a shor that was a Gemar Din? No difference. So everybody agrees you could do that. No shayla about that. The Im Kain, because if that would be the machlokes, niflog l'inyan chametz for Pesach. They should have a dispute about chametz on Pesach. Which no one has a dispute about that. No one. Right? So since no one has a dispute about that, that can't be the machlokes. So what's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Yaakov say, Rabbi Yaakov is the difficult one, why does Rabbi Yaakov hold that after the Gemara Din, a shomer can just give it back? I am like ten lines down on Amin Aleph. Ella, Hacha, you know what's going on here? Be Gomrin Dino Shelshar Shalo Bafan of Kemiflagi. No, the only thing is going on here. Can you judge the ox without the ox being in Besdin? We had this. We asked this question once. Somebody asked me, does the ox have to be there in Beth Din? He's sitting there like in the defendant's table? Is that what happens? Right? That's a machlokas. The Rabbanon hold. Absolutely not. Ein gomrin, I'm sorry, of course, ein gomrin dino shel shor el b'fanav. The only time you can have a judgment is if the shor is there. Therefore, therefore, the shomer is chayev to pay, according to the Rabbanan. The shomer can't return it, right? What did we say? After the Gemar Din, the shomer can't return it. Why not? Because the shor has to be there. Therefore, the amale, the owner is going to say to the shomer, I ahadarte, if you would have returned the shor to me, nahali havi me arkana leila agma, I would have taken this animal to a swamp. I would have skipped town. I would have jumped bail. I would have gotten out of here. And if I would have gotten out of here, you'd never be able to kill my ox. You'd never be able to do it. Why? Because the ox must be in the Beis Din. I'm going to run to the swamp. I'm going to run to the airport and get out of here with my animal. And then you never would have been able to, they never would have taken my animal away from me. Hashta, now, ask to say, Lutarai, Bida, Deloyachilna, Leashtuye, Dina, Bahade. Now you have put my ox in a place where I can't win. Meaning, bested. I have nothing I can say. My ox killed somebody, what could I say? So therefore, I'm at a big loss. Therefore, says the Rabbanan, since the owner can say all this, we'll explain it in a minute, since the owner can say all this, the returning of the ox is not considered a returning, therefore it's the shomer's headache. Okay? Verb Yaakov Savar, and Yaakov holds, Gomrim Dino Shel Shor Shelo B'Fanav. Doesn't make a difference. I need the shor there. The shor's not giving testimony. The shor doesn't hire a lawyer. What do I need the shor there for? Therefore, the Amar Lei, therefore the shomer says to the owner, so, what's the difference? So, bottom line, Migmar Have Gemuri Lei Ludina. The bottom line is, it was going to be a Beis Din. What's the difference if I give it back to you or not? The bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference. The animal doesn't make a difference where the animal is. Right? You're the owner. I'm allowed to give it to you now, even now. Okay? Now that we've said all that, now Yaakov makes much more sense. Because we had this on Shabbos. We had this issue on Shabbos. Tosfos, how could somebody say, I would have skipped town? The guy's Russia? How can I say that? I would have left. Right, I would have gone. I would have skipped town. I would have not shown up to court with my axe, and therefore they can't do anything to my axe if they don't have the axe invested in. It's got to be present in the courtroom. I would have gone away with my axe. What kind of tired is that?
Because he could say that the shomer was poshei on the care of the ox. If you would be
fine, so the shomer, will have to pay him. He could sue the shomer. I left you an ox, and all of a sudden I have this headache. It killed somebody. It's all your fault. What do you mean he's going to skip town? How could you do that? What are we talking about? What kind of guy is this? So on Shabbos, we had the same taina, and Tosfos asked the same question. So Tosfos said, he didn't really mean it. It's just a threat to try to work out some kind of deal. Right? When you threaten, I could skip town. Would he do it? No, he wouldn't do it. But when the other person, the shomer, hears, oh my goodness, he's going to skip town, it's going to be all in my head, and there's no kofar, all these terrible things are going to happen. When that happens, so they try to, all right, I'll pay some of it. So don't do that. Right, I'll help cover the cost. Right, just do the right thing. That's what Tosfos said on Shabbos. The Ber Yitzchak says, which is a very interesting idea, there's no din. There's no din that you have to go to Beis Din as a chiddush. There's no din you have to go to Beis Din and have Beis Din dan that whether or not this animal has to be killed. There's no such rule. The rule is, this animal has to be removed from the world. Says the owner, I'll do it myself. I'll take him down to the swamp. I'll get some use out of him a little bit. I'll do it soon. I'll do it. That's what the Ber Yitzchak says. That's what he means to say. There's no rule. I have to go to Beis Din. No. This animal has to be removed from the world. Why? Killed somebody. So I have to do Beis Din. I have to do it. I can do it myself. So the Ber Yitzchak, you can do it yourself. What? Witness protection. Right. So I'll use him a little bit, and then I'll get him out of here. That's the Ber Yitzchak's answer. The Chassam Sofer is a very interesting shaila. There's a Gemara in Chulin that says that if, let's say, an oaf, a bird killed a wild bird in the street killed somebody. So the Gemara there says mitzvah al kol ha-pogeya b'chayvi mitza. Anybody that bumps into that bird has a mitzvah. Lahavi lebezdin kedei levar rishayim Yisrael. You have to take that bird, grab the bird, and bring the bird to Bezdin. So why? What's going on here? Since the chum's over, everybody in the street has a mitzvah to do this. Only the owner is going to say, "I would have skipped town." What do you mean? Everybody has a duty to bring the bird, to bring the animal to Bezdin for an adjudication. It's a Gemara and Chulin. So the Chasam Sofer says it's only if it doesn't have an owner. If it has an owner, it's the owner's responsibility. Can't go into your house and start being the right, being some kind of a maverick and being some kind of a what's the word? Vigilante. I'm going to take care of everyone's business. No. Hey, if it's a Hefker bird, yes, everybody who bumps into it has an obligation. That don't belong to somebody. You don't have such a duty. Okay. Now. Where are we? My time of the Rabbanon. Why do the Rabbanon hold that the animal has to be in court? Why? Hashar Yisakel, the Gam Bail of Yumas. Kimisas Habailim, Kach Misas Hashar. Right? You want to put somebody to death, a human being? Doesn't the guy have to be in the court? 100%. So too, an animal. Ma Bailim Mifnehem, Ashar Bifanov. The show's got to be there. Reb Yaakov says, no, Bishlom Abailim, I understand why a Baal has to be there. B'nei Taina Ninhu, because a Baal is a Ben Taina. He could say something. El Ashar Bar Taini Tuhu. Ashar doesn't make a Taina. Ashar doesn't make a Taina, therefore Ashar doesn't have to be there. Look at the Tosas of Ella, the third to the bottom Tosas, one-liner. See what he says? Ba'afilu darshiran ba'ama k'misas ba'alav kach misas Ashar. What about Kemisas about Kemisas Ashar? What about that? Lahach Milsa ain't Svara Ludarsho. There's no Svara here to say that Drasha. What kind of Svara is that? Now, if you ask me personally, I never knew that Drashas are Svaradic. Drashas are not Svaradic. There's no Svara to them. They're not based on logic. They're based on the way the Chachamim, the Tanayim and Amorayim, derived halachas from psukim. It's not based on logic. I agree with you. It's illogical to require an animal to be in the courtroom because the animal can't speak and there's no purpose of him sitting there. So what? I thought this was a very fascinating tosfos. Right? We have old drushas all the time. A lot of the kibitzes about kachmitzes ashar don't really make sense, and we just nodded our heads. Oh, the drush, the Torah said the drusha kibitzes about kachmitzes ashar. Now Tosfos comes up, oh, that doesn't make any sense. What kind of drasha is that? I never thought that it was Svara. As a matter of fact, I know for sure it's not Svara. It's not Svara. There's no Svara in drushes. Right? No Svara. There's no Svara in Xer Shava. There's no Svara. The only one that's Svara is Kal V'Chomer. It's based on Svara. It's logic. Right? If I can lift 100 pounds, I can lift 50 pounds. That's logic. What kind of Svara is this? Who said that drushes are Svara? Says Tosfos, we can't say this. It's not a Svara. It doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. I thought that was fascinating. What? Well, we have bor. It says shor v'chamor. Shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim. There's no reason why kelim are potter in a bor. What's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? We said by adam, maybe he should be more careful.
Because a kelim can't jump into fall into a pit by
itself. I understand. So?
That's logical.
It is? So what? So what? But you dug a pit in the middle of the street. I'm happily walking my way. All of a sudden, I fall in. So I'm chayev if the person gets injured, but not if he dies. Why? Why? There's no reason for that. Why? The Torah said. It's a drasha. Sharvelo adam. So yes, we can come up with logic. We could. Well, because if it's, you should have been careful. Why are you chayev if there's a injury? Chayev for an injury, just not chayev for death. Caleb, I understand, the can't jump in by themselves. So when Aish burns down a building, also the Caleb couldn't run away. Why chay for that?
Because Caleb can't run away.
What about if it's hidden? What about if it's Tommen? You put there on Tommen. Why? It's a drasha. It's a reason for that. What? It's a drasha. We don't have a question of the logic of a drasha. The Torah says, the Chacham, it's a drashas. We don't have the art of darshaning. We're going to have another base with Ribui, me and Ribui. We don't have the art of darshaning. But But drushes are like probably the top three demonstrations of Emunas Chachamim. We don't even realize that. All our entire life, our, the whole Shas, is Emunas Chachamim. Who said that that's what the Torah meant? The answer is, we believe the Chachamim, this is the Mesorah, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That if a person falls into a pit, Yichayef from Ezekiel, you're not Chayef from Misa. Why? It's a drasha. It doesn't say that in the Torah. It doesn't say a word about this. It's a Emunas Chachamim. All of a sudden, I just thought this was an interesting, I'm getting on a side point. Okay. Next. Ready? What we say? Masna l'shalachinim l'shawel. Tanarvanan. Arbon nichnasu tachas habailim. Four people can take the place of a baal. The elahein, who are they? Shamachinim, shawel, nosokar, rasokar. Hargu, tamin. If the tam kills. If it's a tam and it kills, neherokin, it gets killed. But, upatur mena kofar. You put it from kofar. Muadin neherokin, if it was a muad and it kills. Mishalman is a kofar. I'm sorry, muadin, if it's a muad, neherokin, it gets killed. Umishalman is a kofar, and you also have to pay kofar. And, and you have to return the money to the owner. In other words, you have to return the money, you have to make the owner whole. The animal's getting killed. Chutz, except for Mishor Machinim, not a Shor Machinim. Why? Because we're assuming now that it was Shor Machinim, it was not a Poshea. The Shor Machinim was not Poshea. The Mishor Machinim was Potter on Poshea. Therefore, he's Potter. Okay?
Yeah.
Amri so said, wait a minute, hey chidami, why is the shomachinam pater? E dinatre, if he guarded the animal, he locked the door, then I feel the cool and amil, then everyone should be pater. Right? Guarded the door, what more can I do? The e the lo natre, and if I didn't lock the door, and the animal went out and killed, then I feel the shomachinam the chayev. Then even the shomachinam should be chayev. It's negligence. Amri, we answered hachamay eskinan, no, dinatre shmir pchusa, you did a very inferior type of shmira, v'lo natre shmir meula. You didn't do a good shmira. Pretty lousy shmira. Lousy shmira, but for Shor Machinim that's good enough. Therefore, Shor Machinim is pater. Everybody else not good enough. Everybody else is getting paid. Shor Machinim, Socher, Shoel's borrower, he's chayav and everything. Everybody else, Shor Machinim, it's a good out, right? Shor Machinim calls the lo shmira so. Shor Machinim, so his shmira is done. He did a pretty lousy job, but it's good enough for Shor Machinim. Look at Rashi. This is a unbelievable. The consequences of this Rashi are very powerful. Not everyone agrees with Rashi. The Rashi of Kol Salei Shmiraso, last skinny line. De'ein alav lehischazek b'shmiraso. He doesn't have to do more shmira. V'day b'kach. It's good enough with this. Good enough for shmira. V'lav p'shia hi. No p'shia. He didn't do anything wrong. Hilkach, therefore, legabe b'ailim pater mi d'mei shor. Do I have to pay the owner the value of the shor is going to be killed now? Do I, the Shor Machinim, have to pay for the owner the value of the Shor? No, I do not. Why? Because the Shmir Pechusa by Shor Machinim is good enough. The Hasagile b'Shmir Pechusa, it's good enough. Look at the next two words. Uboi kapara. But the Shor Machinim needs a kapara. Why? Someone died. Not everyone agrees with that. That's a powerful Oli Shilas. Based on those two words of Rashi, the Oli Shilas where... What? Where a woman was in the bed with her little infant, and there was an accident in the course of the night. She fell on, over him, and she turned on him, and the baby died. This was a shayla that was asked to the, I think it was the pre Yitzchak. Is there a kapara required? Rashi says, yeah. Boy, kapara. Ah, you're doing anything wrong. I'm sitting in my living room. All of a sudden, the animal, I'm not chayav to pay the baal. I did a shmira. I'm off the hook for that. Rashi says, boy, kapara. Why? Someone died. It's a powerful Rashi. Powerful. Not everyone agrees with him. Other Rishonim argue. Say, no, not true. That's not true. But doesn't say boy kofar. It's a very interesting Rashi. Boy kapara. What does that mean? It means mustara means kofar, right? Which is the way to get kapara if your animal does damage, right? Very interesting. Only kapara. Only kofar by shomer by oxen, right? By aish. We say there is no kofar. It's a very interesting. By boar there is no kofar. Very interesting. So the. Based on those two words, a lot of shilas about these terrible things, accidents. Well, good, you're not going to be chayav in terms of money. What about kapara? Okay. Hanach, the rest of them, lo kol shmirasan. They didn't finish their shmira. Why not? Because Because you have to do more responsibility. They're doing a lousy job. Shomachin can get away with a lousy job. He's doing a favor. Nobody else can get away with a lousy job. If you did a lousy job, of course he's chayev. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Omri Keman, who does this go like? We're going to have on Omri Bey the three machlokas about Shmira. Ikir Rav Meir, if it's like Rav Meir, who has a different issue, the Amar who says, socher kishomer chinam, that a socher has the din of a shomer chinam. We always think that a socher has the din of a shomer sachar. Right? The rules of a socher are not in the Torah. So it's a machlokas. Like a shomer chinam, like Rav Meir, or like a shomer sachar, like Rav Yehuda. So then, if that's true, then listen, chutz mi shomer chinam v'ha socher. That should have said. Socher is also off the hook. Why? Because he's also allowed to get away with a lousy job. The e kirab Yehuda, and if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Amar who says socher kinos a sachar, that a socher is like a shomer sachar dummy nisni, then the Mishnah, this Brisa, should have said chutz mi shomer chinam, except for a shomer chinam. Why? You can get away with a lousy job, right? B'muadin. I'm sorry. Chutz mi shomer chinam v'kulan b'muadin, and if they're muads, petur linyan kofer. Then you're putter from kofar. Why? If assuming you did a good job. Assuming you did a good job, you should be putter from kofar. Why? I did a good job. Therefore, it doesn't go like anybody. So Amar of Kahuna, Bar Chinana, Hamani, who's the author of this brisa, Rebbe Lazar, the Amar who says, Ein lo shmira ela sakin. The only shmira you have is a knife. What does that mean? The only way you can totally make sure that your axe doesn't do damage is to shecht it. Right, serve it at the table, then it's not doing any damage. Otherwise, you never can tell. You never can tell. You can't guard against it. You can't. What's his svara? We'll have it at the end of the daf if we get there. If not tomorrow.
Then you should always be chayev.
You are. It's a coin. You are always chayev. Coin. You are always chayev. Exactly. It's exactly the point. You're always chayev. Maybe not a shomachinam. Maybe not a shomachinam. But we're gonna have it in a minute. You're always gonna be chayev. That's the next Mishnah coming up in 10 lines. And also, in order that this makes sense, Lydian Socher, and regarding a Socher, Savala Kirby Hu, the Dharma Socher, Kenosi Socher, that a Socher is like a Shomer Socher. Dami, he's like, yeah. Abai Armanol, Olam Kirby Meir. We really can even say that this Bryce is like a Meir, that what? That a Tam and a Mu'ud are going to be the same halacha, and there is going to be certain Shmira requirements that you're going to make you putter, not like a Belazar. Aye, that according to a Meir, what about a Shomer Socher? What about a socher? Socher is the din of a shomer chinam. So Gemara says no. Abai says no. Okay, the mechalef Rabba bar Avua. Rabba bar Avua switched. Who said what? V'tani socher kates ad mishalim. What does a socher pay? Rav Meir Omer k'shomer socher. Rav Meir says no, like a shomer socher. Rav Yehuda Omer k'shomer chinam. Like Yehuda says like a shomer chinam. So he switched it around. So now, who according to Rav Meir, who can get away with a lousy shmira? Only a shomer chinam. What about a socher? No. We switched it around now. So now Rameir holds a Shomer Chinam, a Socher has the din of a Shomer Socher. He can't get away with a lousy Shmira, he's getting paid. We paid. Now, what does that mean? That means that you can, we're going to see in this mission in 2 minutes, you can make yourself potter if you're a Shomer. You can. Why? Because there's guidelines. Not like Rabbi Lazar, you never could do, Rabbi Lazar is like, you can't do enough. It's like strict liability. Strict liability. No matter what you do, right, we have such a thing in even in American law. Strict liability. No matter what you do, no matter how many protections you take, you're still liable. Right? With the construction sites. You're still liable. Those are the rules. Right? So no matter how many protections you take, you're still liable. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. No one holds like that. Only Rabbi Elazar holds like that. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Masru Shomer L'Shomer Chinam. Let's say you give over an animal to a Shomer Chinam. Hizik Chayev. I believe this means if it damages others, it's chayiv. Huzak, but if it got damaged, potter. You're potter. Right? Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Amri, so wait a minute. Hechi dami. What's going on here? E dekabel ole hashemiras nizakov. If the Shomer Chinam accepted upon himself. Can you watch this animal for me? I gotta go out of town for a week. Yeah, no problem. You accept it upon yourself. By the way, you make sure no one... Yeah, don't worry, I'll make sure. So if you did that, then afilu huzak nami l'chayv. You should even be chayv if the animal was a victim. Right? What do you mean you should be chayv? Let's say there was a victim, you can't find the guy. Now the owner comes back and says, I left you a good ox. You brought me back a guy, I come back and the ox has a broken leg. What happened? Pay me for that. Right? And if you said, I don't mind watching your ox, but if it runs out, I'm going to not lock the door like you always lock it. If it somehow breaks out of there, I'm not going to be chayav for that. Then if that's true, then I feel like hizik namili putti. You should putti for that. Putti for all things. So the Gemara says, no, I'm a Rava. Rava says, we'll go and go by what's reasonable, what people anticipate. La'olam shekibul olav shmiras nezakov. Really? You accept it upon yourself? I understand that this animal is a little bit wild. I'll take responsibility. You knew already a little bit, it's a little bit of a wild animal. And the owner said to you, listen, I'm going away for a week. The animal's a little bit wild. It's been a little bit wild lately. You know, I don't know what's up with him. So do me a favor. Just make sure he doesn't run out of there. Maybe put an extra lock on the door. Not to go out and damage other people, that's a reasonable precaution that we could expect the Shamachinim to take. The Asi Achrini Umazki Lei Lididei, that someone else is going to run into the barn and damage the ox? Lo Asakadaite, wasn't thinking about that. That's very far fetched. The guy down the road, his ox is going to break out of his barn, come into this barn and damage the ox. He didn't think that was going to happen. He's not responsible for that. That's the difference. Okay? Next.
Why is he responsible? The
other guy. No. Let's say we don't know who that guy is. So the owner comes back and says, Lamaisa, I understand. If we ever find the guy, I can get compensated. But Lamaisa, I can't find the guy. It was a hit and run. I don't know who the guy is. Right? So Lamaisa, pay me. You're watching it. The answer is no, you're not chayev. Why? That was far-fetched. Okay? Next. Kisharo Baila Bimosra. If the owner or the shomer ties up the animal, Vinal Bafanov Kiroi, he locks the door properly. Viyata, and then the animal anyway gets out of there. Vihizik, any damages. Echad tam viechad muad, chayiv. If whether or not if it's a tam, whether or not if it's a muad, talking about if it killed somebody, right? Chayiv. Oh, it doesn't have to be killing, even if it's damaged. Chayiv, your chayiv, divei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda Omer. Tam chayiv, umuad potter. A tam is chayiv, but a muad's potter. Why? Shenemar, because it says, v'lo yishmerenu bailov, the Shamur. Who's that? It says, Lo Rishmenu Bailov. The Shamur, who's that? He did. He locked the door. Right? So why is it Tam Chayiv? Why is it Tam Chayiv? The Gemara will say. So what about the question of how can a Tam be more Machmer than a Muad?
Well, haven't we been saying Shmir
Pachusa
is good enough for a Muad?
Shmir Pachusa, yeah, because it's a Shita. No, if it's good for a Muad, it's good for a Tam. They're both the same. Rabbi Yehuda is the only one who makes a distinction between a tam and a muad. And a tam is more machmer than a muad. What's his reason? He's going to learn it out of psukim. He's going to make a ribu yachar ribu is going to be a miut. He's going to learn it out of psukim. But what about the svara? How can a tam be more machmer than a muad? Right? We had that the other day. How can a tam be more machmer than a muad? I don't have any. The Meiri says, I'll read it in Hebrew. I don't understand. Lechora, tarach bir, heichi tachin shetam chomer mi muad. How can a tam be more machmer than a muad? Right. In other words, if I do a regular shmirah on a tchmur, I'm potter. I did a shmirah on a tam chayiv. V'chi yetziva ba'ara v'giyar b'shmei shmaya. What the residents, they get to sit in the back, and the foreigners sit in the front. Right at the inauguration, all the illegal aliens, they sit in the front, and everybody else, all the ex-presidents, sitting all the way in the back. It doesn't work that way. It works the other way. Right. The more chashiv you are, the closer you sit. So the tam is more makil. That's more machmir here. You chayev, even if you lock the door, you chayev on a tam and on a mood, you know? That doesn't make any sense. What? So he answers, Kasev HaMe'iri, Shahoel V'yesh Kol Shehu Mu'ad. Everybody knows it's a mu'ad. That's what you're saying. Everybody knows it's a mu'ad. Yudum HaBrios L'Sham Rimeno. People know to stay away. People know to stay away. The tam, it's a pleasant little animal. All of a sudden, nobody knew to stay away. Okay, that's why. I think that the svara why it should not be might make more sense, but he learns how to cook him anyway. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ein lo shmir ela basakin. No, there's no shmir that's good enough. Strict liability. My time at Reb Meir. What's the reason of Reb Meir? Kusavar, why does Reb Meir hold that? What does Reb Meir hold? That bein tam, bein muad, you have to have a better shmira. My time, why? Kusavar, he holds. Stam shvarim lav becheskas shimur kaimi. In other words, an average ox, it's not the normal way of a person to guard the ox so that it shouldn't do damage. It's not reasonable, it's not normal. Therefore, the Amar Rachmana, Tam nechayev, atavis chayev, di bari le shmir psucha. Really, it should get away with doing an inferior shmira. Why? Because it's a tam. Hadar amar rachman alo yishmirenu, gabi muad. Then the Torah says he didn't guard it, which is mashma, an extra guarding. Then he bari le shmir mu'ula. And then, v'yalaf negichal atam, negichal muad. Then we compare tam to muad, and we bump up to muad to have a shmir mu'ula like a tam. Rabbi Yehuda Savar? No. Stam shvarim becheskas shimerkaim. You know, normally oxen are covered, are guarded. Amar Rachmana, tam nishalem, a tam is damaged, then he boil a shmir mu'ula. A tam should pay if it has a shmir mu'ula. Hada Amar Rachmana, then the Torah goes ahead and says, v'lo yishmerenu, right? Gabe mu'ad, dineved le shmir mu'ula. Now a mu'ad should also need a shmir mu'ula. Why? Because a tam needs a shmir mu'ula. Now a mu'ad needs a shmir mu'ula. Have a ribui achar ribui. It's a ribui after a ribui. Then ribui achar ribui el ma'et. And a ribui following a ribui is coming to be mim ma'et. What's it being mim ma'et? That a mu'ad does not need a shmir mu'ula. Only in shmir p'skusa. Tam still needs a shmir mu'ula. Mir hakasev l'shmir mu'ula. The Torah is mim ma'et a shmir mu'ula by a mu'ad. V'chi tema, and if you want to tell me, negichal atam, negichal amuad, they should go hand in hand. Ha'mir rachmana v'lo yishmerenu. The Torah says, v'lo yishmerenu, it's a miyud. Lozeh, for the muad, v'lo la'ach, not for the tam. So the Gemara says, v'amir b'yalei l'lav, but we need it, this sentence means, v'amir b'yalei l'lav, but we need it to teach me the din of muad itself. Lo yishmerenu means that there's a din of muad, right? So he says, Im kein nichnu brachmana v'lo yishmar. The Torah should have said, lo yishmar. Mai v'lo yishmerenu. What's the plural? Lozeh, only for a muad. There's a shmir p'chusa v'lo la'acher. Not for a tam. Like I said, we lost the art of darshan. Because if we read the Torah, we'd never come up with this on our own. We never would say such a thing. Okay, you think this is a little, listen to this. Tanya. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Echad Tam Echad Muad, Shmir P'chusa Pater. If a Shmir P'chusa for both your Pater, my time, why? Savala Krib, Yehuda Damar Muad, Shmir P'chusa, Sagila, Shmir P'chusa is enough, V'yalaf Negichel Tam V'Negichel Muad. And we learn out both of them. Fine, listen to this one. Amar V'Adabar Ava, Lo Pater B'Yehuda, when Yehuda says you're Pater for a Muad, on a Shmir P'chusa, El Latzad Ha'adda Shebo, only on the Muad side of you, on the Muad side of you. Aval tzad tamos bimkom omedes. But the tam doesn't go away. Tam never goes away, according to Yehuda. We had this already, right? Tam never goes away. So the muad half on a shmir, you don't need a shmir meula. But for the tam, you still do. So we're breaking up now. How you figure that out, I'm not sure. But listen to the next one. Amar Rav. Muad lekeren yamin, ain't a muad lekeren small. A muad for the right horn, but you don't have to necessarily be a muad for the left horn. Why? He only damaged with the right horn. He didn't damage with the left horn. Right? Tosfos has a suffix. The bottom Tosfos has a suffix. What about the left horn and the right horn? Do we say that the Gemara says lav dafka? You could be a mood for the right horn, but not a mood for the left horn. But if you're a mood for the left horn, you automatically would be a mood for the right horn. Why? Because the right horn is stronger. Or, no, what kind of... If you're a mood for one horn, you're not a mood for the other. That's the bottom Tosfos. Amri, wait a minute. Aliba Daman, who holds that? Who could hold, possibly, that you could be a mood for one horn, not a mood for the other? Who holds like that? E Aliba de Rameir, it can't be Rameir. Amri, he holds, Echatab Yachin Mood, Shmir Mu'ulabai. He holds there's no difference in the time and a mood regarding Shmira. How could there be a difference in the horns? E Aliba de Yehuda, if it's a Yehuda, my ear you Karen small. Do I think they got the left horn? I feel you may not meet your Spetzad Tamas, Vitzpetzad Mu'edas. Each horn has time and mood in there. Why? Because he holds the time never goes away. So each horn has time, you hit it? So each horn has time and wood in there. Amri, no, la'olam, Kib Yehuda. Really, look, Kib Yehuda. V'lo sviru le'l Rav Adda Bar Ava. In order for this to make sense, he doesn't hold of Rav Adda Bar Ava, who said that the tzad tamos always remains. He doesn't hold like that, according to this to make sense. V'achi ka'amar. And this is what he means to say. Ki ha'gavnehu de mishkachas bo tzad tamos bimuedes. When... If one keren is a tam and one keren is a muad, the mishpachas ba tzad tamos umuedes. Therefore, if one horn is a tam and one horn is a muad, and you have a shmira p'chusa, so with the keren yamin, you're going to be pater. and with the keren and with the because for a mula that's good enough, but for the tam you're going to be chayev. Why? Because you require a greater shmirah. Aval muad legamri, but if it's a muad, lo mishkachas beil tamas klal. You're not going to have any chiyav. There's no tamas that there at all, and therefore, if they're both muads, both horns are muads, then it depends. If there's shmira p'chusa, you're going to be. A minute. Oh, right. So tzad tamas doesn't stay where it is. So the chatzinetic issue is never going to come up. Why? Because if the both horns are muads, there is no tzad. We don't hold that din of tzad tamas is in there. We don't hold like that. In order for this to make sense, we don't hold like that. Make sense? It doesn't make sense. Okay. Let's try to finish the parak. Rabbi Elazar Omer ain lo shmira el asakin. The only shmira you have is to serve it for supper. Amar Rabba, my time at Rabbi Elazar, what's his reason? Damar kov lo yishmirenu. It says he didn't guard it. Shuv ain lo shmira lazeh. There's no way to guard it. There's no way. So you want to say, Amalei Abaya El Miata, if that's true, the tzivit says by a bor, lo yichasenu, you can't cover, you didn't cover the bor. Nami shuv ain lo kisu lazeh, you can't cover the bor. Maybe that's true. That's not true. But Nam, we learned kisahu karoi. If you cover a bor properly, right? Potter. You potter. Why? I did my best. I guarded against it. Why yichayev? El amar baya. Hide the time of Rabbi Elazar. You know why he holds yichayev? Because kitatan yom nasan omar menayin lo yigadol adam kelav rab b'self beiso. How do I know you can't bring a wild dog into the house? Or lo yamid. So you can't have a broken ladder in your house. So you're just inviting danger. This is no different than an ox. And you do it with an ox in your house. Of course, it can be chayiv. So different than a dog or a right? No different. Or a ladder? No different.
Yeah,
you always what?
General,
oh, that's exactly his point. It certainly is. That's exactly his point. There's no difference between a ra, a kelav ra, or a shor ra, or a ladder ra. What's the difference? You always what? Okay, so then you're chayev. You're chayev. That's right. You're always chayev. Strict liability. You're always chayev. Why? This puzzle of some dumb zecha. Hajinalach shor shenach habav chamisha. Hajinalach shor shenach habav chamisha. Hajinalach shor shenach habav chamisha.